Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, we're right here, live and well. All right, on Blog Talk Radio once again. And we thank our listening audience for tuning in to this wonderful show on the air called Chatting from the Word with your hosts, Brother Oscar York, and me, Brother Chris Edwards. And it is Thursday. Thank the Lord. And it is 11:04 a.m. Pacific Standard Time here in the San Francisco Bay Area. And it is May 9th, 2019. It is currently cloudy in the Bay Area here. And it is 57 degrees. The high today will be 66. The cloud, the marine layer that comes over the Bay Area from the Pacific Ocean will burn off about 2 o'clock in the afternoon Pacific Standard Time. And a low tonight will be 53 degrees here in the San Francisco Bay Area. How are you doing out in Miamisburg, Ohio, my friend?
We are blessed here, Brother Chris. You're a weatherman, I'm not good at the weather, but it's nice here. We had rain overnight and this morning, and everything is wet. I think we was in the 60s this morning, woke up to the 60s, but they say it's going to warm up to the 70s, at least we hope.
Okay.
But I believe we're going to get probably some more rain from that system down south. So we're okay. We're blessed, Brother Chris. As you said, as long as you have the Son of God, you have sun every day, everything will be all right. So I am so blessed. We all are so blessed to be alive, Brother Chris. The Lord has blessed us and given us another second chance to make it right with him, another chance to get closer with him. So I'm blessed, Brother Chris.
You know, that's what makes it so wonderful, this show, because regardless of what's going on in the current scene throughout the world, we have the faith that and the hope in Jesus Christ. You know, you think of the countless numbers of millions of people that don't know God, Brother Oscar, that haven't been exposed
Amen.
To the gospel of Christ. They haven't been taught. They may have an idea, a vague idea that it's good news, but good news about what? You know, and
that is correct,
about
Brother
the
Chris.
Fact that Jesus Christ went about doing good deeds, and but it's more, much more than that. And this show gives people an opportunity, those that are listening that love the show, give them opportunity to listen in and to learn the gospel of Christ, and to be able to share this wonderful program with their family and friends in all regions of the world where this broadcast is on the social media network. So we thank God that God has saw fit, Brother Oscar, to allow us to wake up to another day to carry
yes,
out the kingdom
has.
Business of Jesus Christ.
Amen, Brother Christian. You're right. But you know, some people just will not come to Christ because of their traditions and the way they was brought up. And you got to really teach them. And this is what this program is doing. I've had people to tell them they love the show, but they just don't understand our teaching. And I get caught up into teaching them. So we having this program is doing some good in that area where it's teaching lost souls about Jesus Christ. And we're so blessed to have this show, Brother Chris. We're so blessed that we're able to come on at 2 o'clock Mondays through Fridays, and we are so blessed to bring you all, our listeners, this program at 2 my time, 11 a.m. Brother Chris time. And we are so blessed to bring it. And as you know, we're getting ready to do a new segment called Testimonial Moments. And I truly believe this will be a good section, a good program to add on here at Chatting from the Word. It will give you, the listeners, a chance to call in. And if you have a testimonial that will help our listeners, we hope that you call in. If you don't, if it's all right for you to talk about it, we're not talking about anything that's unseen. I mean, that's out the ordinary. We're just talking about things, your experiences that you have been through that can help someone with their Christian walk. Because I truly believe that is why we are all here, just to aid each other and help one another to make it to heaven. And so,
Jesus even gave the He gave the commission to the disciples. And when you said that, Brother Oscar, I just right on line with what I was thinking. He's told them to go ye all therefore and make disciples of all the nations,
yes,
baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I command you. And lo, behold, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Matthew chapter 28:19-20. There you go.
He said, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. And it's truly, Brother Chris, it's truly harvest time. It's truly harvest time. The world is just ripe. The world is just ripe to tell others about Jesus Christ. And it's truly, truly harvest time. And I love that song, Brother Chris, called Harvest Time. And we're going to play it. We're going to play Harvest Time by Terry.
We sing that at our congregation.
Yeah, we do too. We love that song. We got Brother Richard talking to me. Blow that song out. And I love Harvest Time. And let me see if I can pull it up here. They sent it to me just yesterday. And man, I was so glad to get it. And I said I was going to play it today. And here we go.
Right.
Thank you.
That was Terry Wallace. It's harvest time. And it's truly harvest time. That is why we are so blessed to have this ministry, Chatting from the Word, hosting
Oscar
and Chris Edwards, and we hope and pray that we're making a difference in someone's lives today. And Brother Chris, he has a good lesson that he's bringing today. Baptism is essential, part two. And baptism is definitely essential for salvation. Without baptism, you wouldn't be saved. You have to get in contact with the blood of Christ.
That's right.
In baptism, through baptism, is where we connect with the blood of Jesus Christ. And to our listeners, if you want to call in, the number is 657-383-0883. If you want to call in and talk with your hosts, myself or Brother Chris, you are welcome to do that. We don't mind. And if you have something that you disagree with us on, let it be known. For all we ask that
That's
you
right.
have is book, chapter, and verse of the Bible to prove your point.
That's right. That's correct. All right.
Yes,
what else you got
yes,
lined
sir.
Up for us,
yes,
brother?
Sir. Yes, sir. Let me think.
Yes,
here, brother.
We always thankful for all our listening audience for tuning in, Brother Oscar. It's always wonderful to come on the air, refreshing each day, and that we do this throughout each week that the Lord permits, and that we can be a blessing and an aid in the Christian walk of others who listen
Amen.
To this program. And it's just pleasure. It's always a great pleasure to come on the air with you, brother, and
share
the good news.
Same here.
To share the gospel of Christ to our listeners, or many listeners that enjoy the program. And we hope that something will be said, something that you have that you've learned on this program that you may haven't been taught before in your religious experience. But we hope that by sharing the gospel and to be able to break down the plan of salvation will perhaps be a blessing to you, and that that's what we want to do, Brother Austin. We want to point souls to the cross. We want
Amen,
to point them
Brother
to
Chris.
The salvation which is only found in our Lord Jesus
Amen.
Christ.
And let me remind our listeners that both myself and Brother Chris, we are very much into the Word of God. We are ministers and of the gospel of Jesus Christ. We are both well-trained, if I may put it that way, because most people might think, oh, they don't know anything. But the gospel is able to save you to the utmost. If you don't think it will, it will. So if you're in the denominational churches, you need to come out of them and be in the body of Christ. After our next selection, we're going to be in prayer time. And if you have a prayer request that you want Brother Chris to pray for, the number is 657-383-0883. After the next selection, we will be in our prayer time. And the number is 657-383-0883. Our next selection will be Paul Williams, and I love this
Williams.
Song. A lot of us, we know Paul
right.
Williams. He's one good singer, can belt them songs up, Brother Chris. You know?
That's,
I just
that's
can't
all right.
that word, belt them songs up, Brother Chris. And we're going to play
right.
Thank You, Lord. Bye. Paul Williams, and here we go.
Right.
Thank you.
That was Paul Williams. Thank you, Lord. And we shall always be thanking the Lord, because the Lord has brought us from a mighty, mighty long way. It is prayer time.
That's
if you have a prayer request that you want Brother Chris to pray for, the number is 657-383-0883. Just like that song states, we all stand in the need of prayer. I don't know no one on this earth that don't need to be prayed for, not going through some things. We all go through something that we need to be prayed for.
Right.
Myself, Brother Chris, we all need prayer. We all stand in the need of prayer. We all stand in the need of the hand of God in our lives constantly, if not every day. So if you have a prayer request, you can call it in. The number is 657-383-0883. It was Peter who says in Peter, 1 Peter 5 and verse 7, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Brother Chris.
All right, let's go to the throne of God and consult the Lord at this time. Heavenly Father, we thank you for another beautiful day, this Thursday, May 9, 2019, for blessing us to come on the air on this social media platform on Blog Talk Radio, Father, to share the good news of Jesus Christ and to, Father, to praise your holy name and praise you through all this a cappella singing and your son and the wonderful works that Jesus Christ has done to impact all of our lives. Father, we thank you, Lord. We pray a special prayer, Father, for those that are ill and sick that have been victims of violent crime throughout the world. Father, we pray a special prayer for them. We express our condolences to maybe family and friends that are not with us no more in this life that have passed on. We pray a special prayer also, Father, for our government. We pray from the White House all the way to each state represented here in the United States and all our leaders around the world. We pray also for those that are incarcerated. We pray that Jesus Christ can bless their lives. We pray also for those that have departed from the faith, that this program on social media platform, on Blog Talk Radio, Chatting for the Word, can be a inspiration to them, to inspire them to turn their life over to Jesus Christ and to work out their salvation, and Father, that they will have the eternal blessings of heaven awaiting them, Father, and that we all can together receive a crown of life of righteousness through you, Father. And we pray for the traveling grace for all Christians and all people that are traveling. We pray for their safety and that they can reach their destinations and to return back to their home abode safely without any hurt, harm, or danger. We pray, Father, we pray for those that are in law enforcement as well. We pray, Father, for those that that serve, Father, and the city bus drivers and all of the taxis and people that work in the transportation industry. We pray for all our truckers that haul products to the stores. And, Father, we pray for all those that on these dangerous highways, Father, and that protect us and fight the war on crime, the war on crime. And this is our prayer for all in the name of Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for those five words, Brother Chris. We hope that you prayed along with him and that he prayed for something that is on your mind or that you are struggling with. You all know at this time we ask for sponsorship. If you can sponsor us here at Chatting from the Word, we would be appreciative of that. Whatever amount your finances can bear, it is fine with us. We just need help to bring this program to the air, because this program is doing some good. And churches, you can help us out here too. Leaders, ministers, elders, deacons, put us in your budget for 2019. If we have routed traffic to your location. If we have helped you, if you have been preaching the most dynamic sermons you ever preached before, yes, help us out here at Chatting from the Word. Support us here to keep this program on the air, a program that put a snap in a Christian walk and helping those that are lost, trying to get the word out,
amen,
God out there.
That's
to
right.
A lost society, to a lost world, a world that do not know Jesus Christ. So help us here at Chatting from the Word. And if you want to send a donation, you know where to send it to. I'm on PayPal. You can put it in my PayPal account. But if you want to send it any other kind of way, please get in contact with us and let us know. I'm on Facebook. You can talk with me then. Now, I do have an email address, OscarYork3443@gmail.com. And I do have a web page, Oscar York Publishing. And on that web page, I do have a bookstore. I have authored 2 books, A Peaceful Place in the Storms, God is in Control, which sell for $21.50, and Bridges of Friendship, which also sell for $21.50. And if you want both books are $43. And you know my motto. You know it. I see it every day. When you read, you get knowledge, and with knowledge comes power. Brother Chris.
You can reach me at lowercase e06915@gmail.com. Brother Oscar and I on Facebook and Messenger 24/7. You can also reach Brother Oscar and I on LinkedIn.com. And I'm also on Instagram. So there are a variety of different social media platforms that you can reach us on. Let us know what you think of the program. If you have any constructive criticisms, or if you have anything that you a little bit more clarification on that you need, Brother Oscar and I are very qualified, and we're students of the Word of God, and we're going to let God give you those answers for your Bible questions. And we just ask, if you have any kind of disagreement with us, we just ask that you bring your arguments and through the Bible, that we can get the clarification and that we can all be on one point, because God would have us all to be on one accord when we are striving to serve Him and carry out the business of the kingdom of Jesus Christ. And so we as members of the Church of Christ, we believe in the accuracy, the prophecy, the validity, and also the authenticity of the sacred scriptures of God. So we're going to give you Thus Saith the Lord, and it's going to clarify what everything that we have in religion, and God is the ultimate source of authority that we are going to allow God, not Brother Oscar, not Brother Chris,
amen,
not someone else, somebody else's opinion, or someone
that's
else's ideas, or someone else's theological perspective apart from the Word of God, but we are going to let God direct us through His Word to answer the problems and maybe some sort of confusion religiously that we may have. We're going to get those answers through Thus Saith the Lord. Isn't that right, Brother Oscar York?
That is correct, Brother Chris. And we also on Twitter. If you can get our program through Twitter and the rest. So if you wonder where to get the program at, you can go to Twitter, or you can go directly to blogtalkradio.com/chattingfromtheword. And hear any of the pre-recorded programs that we are putting out. All right, we got another selection for you. And before I play this selection, let me explain it to you, okay? Now, this selection is our theme song, but it's a different edition of our theme song. And Brother Wayne Williams is singing it. Your Grace and Mercy. And I just love the way he sings it. And we're going to play it in its entirety so that you can hear it and so that you can think about how good our Lord really is. Here is Wayne Williams with
Amen.
Your Grace and Mercy.
All right. Thank you.
That was Wayne Williams, Your Grace and Mercy, Your Grace and Mercy. You know, Christ, when Christ died on the cross, that was his grace and mercy for us, because that should have been us dying on the cross. But Christ took our place. He became a sacrificial lamb to bring down salvation to us. So by grace and truth, and I don't know no one, Brother Chris, who do not want salvation. I don't know no one who, as my favorite quote, who wants to go to hell. I don't know no one who does. So we are hopefully, Brother Chris, after you talk about this baptism, this essential part two lesson, that we have somebody in the audience, our listening audience, wants to accept Jesus Christ today. So we hope after this lesson that you are ready to put on Christ in baptism. So grab your Bible, grab your sword, and with no other I can't remember the word I want to use it.
Without further delay.
Here's Brother Chris with Baptism is Essential Part 2. Get your Bible, Brother Chris.
All right. Thank our listening audience for tuning in to this wonderful program on Blog Talk Radio today called Chatting from the Word. Today, I just want to leave you with a few premises from the Word of God, another lesson, a short lesson, why we have the time for a few moments. And we are going to open up once again in the Gospel according to Mark chapter 16, verse 15 and verse 16, in which Jesus is giving his final instructions before his heavenly ascension back unto the portals of heaven to his disciples or his apostles. And in Mark chapter 16, verse 15 and 16, King James Version, it states, Jesus talking here, and he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. These are the very words of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, in which he had gave the instructions of the Global Commission to his followers that he had trained during his earthly ministry for over 3 years. He taught the apostles, and that he giving them the final instructions to go and to make known that Jesus Christ is offering salvation to all mankind. And the significance of baptism, water baptism, that is the fact that I'd like to establish a few premises. It is an act of obedience symbolizing the believer's faith in the crucified, buried, and risen Savior. It is also for the purpose of the believer's death to sin and the burial of his old life and the resurrection to walk in the newness of life in Christ Jesus. It's also the testimony to believer's faith, and it is also for the purpose of contacting the blood of Christ for remission. It is also an answer of a resurrected soul, as we will get into in a little further in this lesson. And also the result of baptism is salvation, where our emphasis that I'd like to begin and on verse primarily verse 16 of Mark chapter 16 is believeth and baptized, where he says, he that believeth and is baptized. Well, my first point I like to emphasize, and that term believeth, which comes from aorist active participle, it never indicates action that is subsequent to the action of the main verb. Or he having believed. Aorist in the Greek New Testament is point action past time. That's like saying he having looked down or she having stood, we having departed. Aries participle is often used in contexts where there is no indication of time prior to an action of the main verb. So what we're saying is that it qualifies the fact that the past tense of a verb is without reference. Like it's telling you that there's action that has occurred in the past pointing from the present. And that's what Aries is. Now, a participle is a verbal adjective in the Greek New Testament. And it's intertwined with the actions of a person or the actions of and the attitude of a person is interlaced. Just like if a person says, I'm hitting the baseball and then running to first base. Well, that is a participle because it shows the attitude is engaged with the action of the person. That person drives fast. That is a participle. And the participle is also mentioned. And this is actually, before we go to our next point, the believeth is actually from the Greek term pasti or prestousas. Prestuous, which is from the Greek term prestuo, prestio, or presteo, which is indicates faith or the believing conviction of a person. Now, my next point is baptism, where it says baptize. Baptize is Aries passive participle, which also indicates the fact that he having baptized or having been baptized, he has been baptized. That is what it is saying. It is also indicating the fact that there has been an action that has occurred because they're both in conjunction with each other. Believeth, which is Aries active participle, and Aries passive participle, which baptized in the past tense. This is synonymous with you. If you're truly a believer in Jesus Christ, if you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and you believe in his message, well, your faith is going to allow you to accept baptism because it is solidifying your faith in the risen Savior, that you believe that if, just like Christ is that he was baptized by John the Baptist in the River Jordan, even though he had no sin, but he did it to show us the example and to fulfill all righteousness. Well, we're following, if we're going to be Christian, we want to follow the example of Jesus, because Jesus Christ wants us to contact the blood in the watery grave of baptism. And that leads me to my next point. If we that believeth and are baptized, we're going to do like the Ethiopian eunuch that the angel of the Lord told Philip the evangelist to go down and join himself to the chariot, where this Ethiopian eunuch that had great authority under Queen Candace of the Ethiopians during that time of the first century. And he was reading the scripture, but he didn't understand it. And God sent Philip to help him to understand the scriptures more correctly concerning the gospel of Christ. And they were reading Isaiah chapter 53. And when you preach Christ and teach Christ to someone, you're going to teach baptism. Because in Acts chapter 8, verse 36, it says that Philip and the eunuch, it says, as they went on their way, they came unto a certain water. And the eunuch said, see, here is water. What does hinder me to be baptized? So that indicates that Philip, when he taught him from the same scripture and preached unto him Jesus, when you preach Jesus, you're going to preach the essentiality of baptism. And Philip said, if thou believest with all thine heart, verse 37, Acts chapter 8, thou mayest. And he answered and said, I believe that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, he commanded the chariot to stand still, the eunuch, and they both went down into the water, both Philip and the eunuch. So that eliminates the fact that, why should I have to pour water over somebody's head, Brother Oscar? Why should I have to sprinkle like like Catholic tradition or chrism, when you they do babies. Well, babies have no sin. Babies don't even know what sin is. I know that's just it's a more of a Catholic Roman Catholic blessing, but we're talking about people that understand that they need deliverance and they need to understand what repentance and sin is. And he did, because he preached unto him, Philip, preached unto the eunuch, Jesus. And when you preach Jesus, you're going to preach baptism for remission of sin. That means that you know you have the accountability of your sin. And he was baptized. Also, we want to read also, and you can write this down, if you want, in 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 20 and through 22, chapter 3 of 1 Peter, chapter 3, verse 20 to 22, and I'll be reading from the King James Version. But before that, I'm going to quote unto you Galatians chapter 3, verse 26 and 27, when the Apostle Paul wrote to the church of Galatia, one of his prison epistles, while he was incarcerated for the cause of Christ. And Paul told the church of Galatia, he says, for we are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. For as many, in verse 27, for as many as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. So if you preach Christ like Philip did to the Ethiopian eunuch, you're going to preach, you're going to teach that when you're baptized into Christ. And where Christ is where salvation is, because Jesus said, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. And let's go to 1 Peter and read at this moment. And verse 20, it says, which sometime were disobedient, once the long-suffering of God waited in the days of Noah while the ark was preparing, wherein that is, eight souls were saved by water. Verse 21, the like figure that whereunto even baptism does also now save us, not the putting away of the filth of the flesh. In other words, you're not getting baptized to wash your, you know, like get a sponge bath and soap and dial soap. And that's not the purpose of baptism, because the problem is spiritual, not physical. Not the putting away of the filth of the flesh, but the answer of a good conscience toward God by the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And who is gone into heaven and is on the right hand of God, angels, authorities, and powers being made subject unto him. Because Christ has all power in heaven and earth. When he had risen from the dead, it was given to him. He has the sovereignty over the universe. And so my point is, with this particular passage of Scripture, is the fact that this indicates that water, just like water was important in the saving of those that were on the ark in Noah's time, water is also used to save us when we are baptized, and it is for the purpose of a good conscience toward God by a resurrected soul. Because the church of Christ, or the church of God, which is purchased by the blood of Christ, indicates that the people that are baptized have their sins, have remission of their sins, past sins, all washed away in baptism. This is a spiritual blessing by God. This is an act of God, because no man can vote you into the church that Christ died for. They cannot, committee cannot vote you in like that, because the Lord adds you to his church when you go through the operation of faith by being baptized and contacting the blood of Christ. We have recorded in Acts chapter 20, verse 28, and I'm coming to a close. Take heed, therefore, unto yourselves and to all the flock over which the Holy Ghost, or the Holy Spirit, had made you overseers to feed the church of God. Instructions given by the Apostle Paul to the elders and leaders, which he had purchased with his own blood. So the church, which is the body of saved people, not the cathedral, not the building, not a synagogue that people go into the temple or a physical temple. This is a spiritual organism with spiritual believers. in Christ, a body of saved believers, which is the body of Christ, and that leads me to my invitation. You've heard the gospel. You heard that Jesus Christ mandated to his disciples about preaching the gospel to every creature. Do you believe in the gospel, death, burial, and resurrection of Christ? If you believe, are you willing to repent of your sins? Because Jesus said, nay, except ye all repent, ye shall likewise perish. That means you have the chance of losing your soul in eternal hell. So we don't want to do that because we want to preach Christ. And if you believe in Christ, you're going to be willing to acknowledge, once you repent of your sins, you're going to acknowledge the sweetest name of mortal tongue and confess that Jesus Christ is Lord and Savior and be willing to commit your life to him by surrendering your will to him, to Christ. And with that, you are being baptized for remission of sins. Because remember, baptism and belief are connected. They're in conjunction with one another. To accept Christ is to accept baptism for the forgiveness of your sins. Acts chapter 2, verse 38. Acts chapter 22, verse 16. Be like Saul of Tarsus, who was encouraged by Ananias, a disciple of Jesus. He said, why are you waiting? Why are you tarrying? Rise, get yourself baptized. Get your sins washed away, calling on the name of the Lord. That's exactly what we're talking about, and he will add you to the New Testament church. You are added. No man can vote you in. No man can force you in. No man can keep you out of it. The Lord will add you to his church. Acts chapter 2 and verse 47. And praising God, having faith with all the people, the Lord added to the church daily, such as should be saved. Isn't that right, Brother Oscar?
That is correct, Brother Chris. That was a good lesson. You know what I was thinking about when you said that, Brother Chris? I'm thinking about what Jesus told Nicodemus in John 3. He said, you must be born again to enter into the kingdom of God. It's just like a baby being born. You know, when he's in the mama's stomach he's in a lot of water. He's in water.
Induced labor.
That's right.
That's right.
The woman water got her birth or whatever. So it's water.
Right.
Water saves you today, and it puts you into the body of Christ. We are born. Jesus told Nicodemus, you must be born again. And that's the only way you can enter into the body of Christ is to be born of the water and of the Spirit. It's just like when Paul said in Romans 6, we got to die to sin. You be buried and you raise up walking in newness of life. So we hope and pray we said enough today to have think about your soul salvation. Like I said, I don't know no one who wants to go to hell. Do you?
That's right. I'm going to obey the gospel.
That's right. Amen. Amen. So we're going to get on
now. Keep us from going to hell.
That's right. That's right. Let us pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, I do that name. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all the wonderful words Brother Chris shared with us today. We hope and pray that we have those out there who tentatively listen and want salvation. And we pray for our listening audience, Father, be with each one that listen to this program and learn from this program and enjoy this program. Help them have a wonderful, wonderful day. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen and amen. And as always, it was nice chatting with you from Chatting from the Word.
All right, Brother Oscar.
Tomorrow. Yes, sir.
God willing. That's right.
Sir.
Keep the faith, everybody. Thank you for tuning in today. Chatting from the Word. God bless. Be safe.